Psalm 105, Part 2, Preface. What happened to the children of Israel at the time of their deliverance out of Egypt did not only serve for the benefit of that one generation, it was also to be an ensample for the warning and comfort of God's people in all ages and in all countries. In many things, Jesus Christ was clearly prefigured. The firstborn in Israel were saved from bodily death by the blood of a yearling, which signified the salvation of the soul by the blood of Christ. Having passed the Red Sea, the children of Israel could sing a song of triumph over the Egyptians. Having washed our garments and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, we triumph over all enemies and can defy Satan himself to lay anything to our charge. The pillar of cloud spread over the armies of Israel as they marched, and it shaded their camps, protecting them from the hot rays of the sun. Christ is a shadow over our right hand, protecting our head against the curse of the law. For he was made a curse for us, that the blessing promised to Abraham might come upon us. The pillar of fire showed the way to Israel when they marched by night, and it gave light to their camps. Jesus Christ is the light of life. Following him, we are not left in darkness, for this star of Bethlehem beckons to us from beyond the grave and guides our souls to the Canaan above. On his faithfulness towards his people, hear the second part of the 105th Psalm. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness, and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood, and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. He spake, and there came diverse sorts of flies and lice in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig trees, and brake the trees of their coasts. He spake, and the locusts came, and caterpillars, and that without number, and did eat up all the herbs in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. Summary. In this text, we have a memorable example of God's justice and mercy. For their cruelty and hardness of heart, God sent 10 destructive plagues on the Egyptians, visiting such dire calamities on those oppressors of his people that they finally rejoiced when Israel departed. But the Israelites were not delivered from bondage because they deserved the Lord's favor, but because the Lord remembered the promise which he had made unto Abraham. They inherited the land of promise, where they dwelt in houses which they had not built, and ate of vineyards which they had not planted, not because of their righteousness and piety, for they were a stiff-necked people, but because the Lord loved them and had sworn to give this land to the seed of Abraham. We are counted the children of God, and are entitled to the inheritance of the saints in light, not because we deserve it, for at the best we are unprofitable servants, but because God loved us and has sent his Son to cleanse us from our sins. Prayer. Let us worship the Lord our God, and give thanks unto his holy name, because he has awakened unto us the prophet like unto Moses, by whom we are delivered out of the kingdom of darkness and made heirs of everlasting light. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.